Cecil Rhodes, Robert E. Lee, memorials to both men who symbolize deeply racist policies have been at the center of deep divisions in their respective countries. But then there's the mother of all such landmarks. Valerie Hamilton has this story about how a town in Austria is dealing with its uncomfortable history.
Braunau am Inn would like to be an ordinary town, like its neighbors in this river valley on Austria's border with Germany. But it's not, thanks to an unwanted native son, Adolf Hitler. Hitler was born here in 1889 and was still in diapers when he left, but that's enough for Braunau to still be known as Hitler's hometown.
If you say you are from Braunau Inn, they connect you with, oh yeah, that's where Hitler came from.
Christian Gunn works for the local newspaper. He says Braunauers are not Nazis, quite the contrary. But being Hitler's birthplace means they're stuck with him.
In that case, we have a bad reputation. You know, it's difficult.
Braunau is about 40 miles north of Salzburg, of Sound of Music fame. It's a pretty medieval town of 13,000, with a Wednesday street market and church bells that ring at noon. The building where Hitler was born is close to the center of town, across from an organic supermarket. Now it's vacant and closed to the public, but in the 1930s, during Hitler's rule, it became a kind of shrine for his cult of personality.
And there are some people say, no, he wasn't born in the house. He was born in the stable. In the 1938, it was Braunau, Bethlehem of the Third Reich.
Florian Kotanko heads Braunau's historical society. I met him at a cafe next door to what everyone calls the Hitler House. Kotanko lives nearby, and he says dozens of people stop by there every day to take pictures. Not everyone who visits is a neo-Nazi, but he's seen bouquets of flowers left there, and once a burning candle.
There are people who come to Braunau because they feel sympathy for Hitler or his ideas, and I think in one way we have to live with it.
Braunau tries to keep the neo-Nazis away. In front of the building, the town installed a block of stone from the Mauthausen concentration camp with an inscription remembering the millions killed by Hitler. It's placed so you can't photograph the building without photographing the stone, too. Every year, Braunau pushes back against celebrations of Hitler's birthday with anti-racism rallies that drown out the extremists.
Die Heimat ist weit, doch wir sind bereit.
But the Nazis just keep coming. In February, a man showed up here in a Hitler costume and was arrested under Austrian laws that ban Nazi propaganda. Just last week, someone posted a Google review of the Hitler House that ended with the words, quote, Adolf Hitler, we will not forget you. And so last year, Austria's government went one step further and expropriated the privately owned building. The country's interior minister said Braunau's unloved landmark would be razed to the ground, erasing its dark appeal once and for all. But Braunau said no.
Everyone thought it wouldn't do any positive effect. If you destroy this house, should there be an empty space? Everyone will know. Should you build another house, another building? Everyone will say, yeah, this is the place where it was, so it won't help.
As an example, Kotanko tells me about the grave where Hitler's parents were buried. It was removed to try to keep neo-Nazis away, but he says it didn't make a difference. Now extremists just visit the place where it used to be. The point is, he says, history has already happened, and you can't keep people from remembering it. What you can do is make sure that when they do, they know the truth. And therein may lie a lesson for every place saddled with a controversial monument, from the Hitler House to a statue of Robert E. Lee.
I can understand people who think it should be destroyed, yeah. The Americans tore down Saddam Hussein, the famous statue. But his history wasn't ended. Just because out of the eyes, it's not out of the brains of some people. Even the Romans had names of their emperors put out of memorial plaques, but it didn't work. It didn't work. So you have to deal with the past. You have to tell the people what was.
Braunau has realized it can't erase its past. What it can work on is its future. And in the future, Braunau plans to remodel Adolf Hitler's birthplace and turn it into a center for the disabled. For The World, Valerie Hamilton, Braunau am Inn, Austria.